Now, off the back of all of the rainfall we've had, we're now being warned about snakes. There have been reports of multiple sightings near homes in southeast Queensland and New South Wales because the reptiles are on the move after the heavy rainfall. Tony Harrison, the Gold Coast snake catcher, wants a warning to be shared with everyone. So we've got him on the line. G'day, Tony.
G'day. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. So the fires have kind of gone away and then the water arrived and now we're being warned about snakes.
Look, obviously, when there's an area that has X amount of snakes in it and suddenly 2 metres underwater, those snakes are no longer in that area. So they do get forced out and into your backyard and wherever it might be, your garage or whatnot.
And it's when the water recedes that you really need to watch out, right?
Just now. Just in the last 3 or 4 hours, we've been getting flogged with many, many people calling with red-bellied blacks and eastern browns or whatnot in their backyard. So, yeah, right now.
What do we do, mate, when we spot one apart from ringing you?
Don't try and assume you know what species of snake it is. Grab a photo if you're able to. And if you can do that, then flick that photo to a snake handler in your area, catcher in your area. And then from there, you can decide whether to panic or not. And if it is something venomous, well, then we can come out and give you a hand.
Okay. I appreciate your expertise, mate, and we're happy to pass on the warning. Thanks for jumping on the line.
No worries. Not a problem.
Someone here just did the sign of the cross. Yes, you can contact Tony Harrison if you're on the Gold Coast, goldcoastsnakecatcher.com.au. But that warning extends to New South Wales and all of Queensland because it's been so wet. Nice to see a bit of sunshine around today in New South Wales and Queensland after a wet and wild week.